Well, happy Father's Day. Thank you so much for allowing me the privilege to be with you here today. Just honored that Pastor Chris and the leadership team here at Crossroads would allow me the privilege to speak to the dads and the families of this incredible church. My prayer is that in some way God would use me to bless you and add some value to your life today in just a small way compared to how much the people of this church have blessed me over the years and have blessed Dad Camp. And thank you so much for taking time on Father's Day 2018 to come and listen to a Canadian. It's true, 100% Canadian, and you came. So thank you. But I'm legal. I got a green card. I can show that to you if you guys want proof of that. But I was one of those Canadians who chose baseball over hockey. So they actually deported me when I graduated from high school. And I've been here ever since. So, well, the baseball part is true, not the deportation. But when I came here for school, met my wife, who's a Kokomo native. And we have been ever since. Got a picture of the family. Wanted to share with you just really quick. And my wife and I have been married for 23 years. And she, like I said, she grew up here. We've got three awesome kids. We are a proud mom and dad. We love being parents to these three awesome kids. And we've lived in Kokomo since 2001. And I get the privilege of being the executive director of this really awesome ministry called Dad Camp. My passion in life is to help men, particularly fathers, become stronger. Because I'm convinced that if the men of this world would become stronger, that our world would not be in the condition that it is. So this morning, I want to share with you a little bit about why I believe what I believe, what we're doing about it, and then also to hopefully challenge, inspire, and encourage all of you men here today to become the strongest father that you can be. So I'm going to start by just sharing with you a little bit about Dad Camp. Some of you know about Dad Camp, some of you don't, but I thought the easiest way to do that is to watch a little short video. So check this out.
Yeah.
So as we transition out of that video, get a little feel for Dad Camp, I just want to clarify something. And it's that Dad Camp, it's not just a camp out. I've heard countless stories of men saying, you know, I don't need to go to Dad Camp because I go camping. I go camping all the time with my kids. Or I've heard other stories of dads saying, you know, that's not really for me because I'm just not a camper. So I want to reiterate again that Dad Camp is, it's not just a camp out. It's an experience. In that video, you saw pictures of dads telling their girls why she is his princess. You saw pictures of dads telling their sons about what it means to be a man. You saw pictures of dads in teaching settings, learning what it means to be a strong father. You saw dads taking time on their own to be challenged about where they are at as a dad. You saw dads and kids doing all kinds of activities and making memories, so much more than a camp out. And further proof that it's not just a camp out is in our story. We began in 2006 as a single father-son event with just a few, with few dads. And last year, about 1,500 dads and kids attended one of more than 20 events here in Indiana, Honduras, Guatemala, and Haiti. This year, we may close in on 30 events, and we're adding Ireland. We're leaving next week for Ireland, hopefully Mexico later this year, in addition to returning to Honduras, Guatemala, and Haiti. Next year, plans are already in place for the Dominican Republic and Uganda, with additional discussions underway for Jamaica, Ukraine, China, Argentina, Paraguay, Bolivia, Italy, Monaco, and Canada, just to name a few. So Dad Camp is not just a camp out. It's a move of God, and we're just trying to hang on to the speed at which the doors seem to be opening. We dream of a world where every family has a great dad, and we're passionately going through every door God opens. We believe God is leading us to our military, to our public schools, to our inner cities, to our prisons. We believe Dad Camp will have presence in over 25 countries, and we dream of a day when no dad in America will be more than 5 hours from a Dad Camp location. And we also believe Dad Camp is going to reach in excess of 1 million dads someday. These are gigantic, God-sized dreams. But we believe that the mission of Dad Camp, to build stronger fathers who build stronger children, is one that will help redeem the world back to the way God intended it to be. So we've dreamed big. We believe that too much is at stake to not pursue this calling with everything we've got. We have to reach our men. We have to reach our men. Because when you reach a man, you reach his family. And Dad Camp has become this fresh and unique vehicle to reach them. And it's working, not just here, but it's working wherever God has led us. So we will passionately press on. And we're so thankful for this church for getting behind the Dad Camp story. So that's a little bit about Dad Camp, and we'll talk a little bit more about it at the end. But let's shift to the reason that we're celebrating today, Father's Day, specifically the fathers of this incredible church family. I've been leading Dad Camp for more than a decade, and I've yet to come across a single man who does not want to be a great father. Not a single one. I've never yet met a man who has told me a story of him waking up one morning and saying, you know what, I'm a dad, but I want to be a horrible dad in life. I've never met a dad like that. Have you? I've never met a single one. Has no connection to whether they're a man of faith or not. Every man I've ever met wants to be a hero in their child's eyes. The problem is, despite that desire that seems to be in every father's heart, as a whole, we aren't really doing a great job of fulfilling that desire. I want to explain what I mean. Many national organizations, they call it the father factor. And in fact, the plight of fatherhood in this country alone is so significant that if fatherlessness were classified as a disease, say like cancer, that it would be an epidemic so great that a national emergency would be declared. Almost every societal dysfunction can be traced back to the lack of a strong person in a person's life, a strong father in a person's life. Things like teenage pregnancy, rape, suicide, drug and alcohol abuse, high school dropouts, behavioral disorders, addiction, poverty, incarceration. You name the problem, and in almost every individual case, the father is not engaged in that individual's life. But when you put a strong father in every person's life, those stats, those societal dysfunctions, they literally all but disappear. And then I argue that the father factor is also sweeping across the faith landscape. This statistic it's staggering for me. It came from the Barna Research Group, a very credible research group. And they discovered that, did you know that when a father is not the spiritual leader of his home, that more than 80% of children from such homes will abandon their faith when they are adults. Doesn't matter how much mom pours into their kids. But in homes that are spiritually led by the father, more than 80% of kids will retain a faith of their own as adults when they leave the home. I hope you hear that this morning, dads. It's what I call the father factor. If you don't show your children what a relationship with God looks like, it's unlikely that faith will be important to them. No matter how strong their mother is in this area, no matter how great of a church your children go to, what matters is you leading them, you being the example. And for me, that is a staggering and challenging statistic to me. The father factor is, in my opinion, the single biggest social issue that our churches face. Biggest issue our communities face, our nation faces, our world faces. We cannot thrive without strong fathers. We desperately need a world where every family has a great dad. And we know that every dad wants to be their child's hero. So this morning, knowing that so much here is at stake, I want to encourage you and I want to give you a strategy, dads, for being and becoming your child's hero. So I want to start with a foundational statement. We sang this morning a lot about our foundation in Christ, and foundational statements are so important to us. And I want us to kind of live from this foundational statement today, that a strong father is a man who views fatherhood as the most important job he will ever have. This is a positional statement about how you view your existence. It's a worldview statement. And it's foundational statements that will drive the type of person that you will be and that you will become. So where does a statement like that find you today, dads? Do you live from that foundation? And if you disagree with that, I just want to remind you of just all those statistics that I just shared with you, that because fathers do not in this world see fatherhood as the most important job that they have, that we have a crisis on our hands. That literally almost every societal ill we face can be linked to the failure of a father being strong in their child's life. Let me also remind you that when a father is strong, those statistics all but go away. When a father is strong, his family is strong. When families are strong, communities are strong. And when communities are strong, our nations will become strong. And when nations are strong, I believe, again, that we will have a world that will be as close to how God originally created it. So fathers, you have no more important job than to be a strong father. So what then, you may ask, what then is a strong father? Defining a strong father is certainly open to interpretation. In fact, I would challenge every man, every dad in this room today to maybe take some time this week to think about that for yourself. What does a strong father mean to me? But at Dad Camp, we've kind of created our own definition, and it's this. It's someone who lives pure, someone who speaks truth, who rights wrong, and who follows the king, that king being Jesus. This is an old code of conduct from King Arthur's days, but just imagine with me for a moment a world of men that lived pure, a world of men who spoke the truth at all times, a world of men who would right the wrongs that they see in front of them and stand in the gap for the oppressed, and a world of men who followed after Christ unashamedly and surrendered in their whole life to him. Just imagine that for a second. Imagine the impact that that would have on the women and the children that are put in our lives to love and to lead. And I'm convinced, again, that the world would be different. It would be as close to how God made it to be. That is why I believe as men that we must see fatherhood as the most important job that we'll ever have. There's this verse in the Bible, in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 22. It says, "So I perceived that nothing is better than that a man should rejoice in his own works, for that is his heritage." That is his heritage. The Bible says that a man should rejoice in his work because it's his work that becomes his heritage. Now, I realize we could define work maybe in several ways, but I would argue that perhaps as dads and as men that our greatest work is our children, and that it's our children that become our heritage. So if we live life in a way where fatherhood is our most important job, I will guarantee you that you will have a lot to celebrate in life, and that the legacy and the heritage that you leave will be one that validates who you are as a man and who God has created you to be. What better thing to do than that, Dad. So start with this foundational shift in who you are. That as a father, that you have no greater responsibility in life. That as a father, you've been called by God to be the father of those awesome kids that God has given you to lead. That you are irreplaceable to your kids. Did you hear me on that, dads? You are irreplaceable. Feel the weight of that. You're irreplaceable. You cannot be replaced in this part of your life. Nobody, no other man will love your children the way you do. No other man will be as committed to your children and helping them build a successful future as you will be. For your children, you cannot be replaced. Believe that about who you are today. God chose you. You have what it takes. But it starts with saying to yourself and to the world that you have no more important job than being a father. And then from there, you start living it out. That becomes the foundation. So we've set the foundation, and we'll go to a strategic statement. And that strategic statement is that a strong father is a man who leads with vision. A strong father is a man who leads with vision. Listen to me, dads. I know you want to be your child's hero. I know none of us want to have any regrets in this part of our lives. Then do this. Do this. Lead with vision. Once you've decided that fatherhood is the most important job you have, then you have to determine the heritage and the legacy that God is calling you and your family to leave with your lives. And for me, this is where it gets fun. It gives my life purpose. For me, this is what keeps me aligned to who and what God has called me to be. There's a statement that I just recently heard from one of my favorite pastors, Andy Stanley, and he said this, and it captured me. It's that personal vision is often the catalyst of wise decisions. And I thought about that, and I said, you know, that's so true. When I lead myself, my life with vision, I tend to make much better decisions. When I lead my family with vision, as a family, we tend to make better decisions. And that's what being a strong father is all about. It's leading and guiding our families to thrive in this world. And when I fail to do this, when I fail to lead with vision, I leave my family to try and figure that out on their own, to make decisions without a vision. And the world around us, it's all the evidence that we need of what happens when people are not led by a strong father. Things unravel. So this is kind of where the rubber meets the road. I want to share one of my favorite Bible verses in Proverbs 29:18. It says that without a vision, the people perish. Without a vision, the people perish. And I believe this all starts in the family. So in the book of Dad Camp, chapter 29:18, it says, without a vision, the family will perish. Just seeing if you're still with me. That's really not in the Bible. That's just Dad Camp 29:18. But without a vision, I believe that verse can be translated to the family will perish. One of the best exercises we've taken dads through at Dad Camp was getting dads to think about the idea of developing a family vision. And there's this one big question that we gave to them. And it was, what do I want my family to look like in 5, 10, even 20 years from now? And then we looked at several follow-up questions that helped us focus in on key areas of our family. Probably did this 4 or 5 years ago. This exercise made me think about so many things about how I'm leading my family. I said, you know, if I want my children to pray, am I teaching them to pray? If I want my children to develop their faith, was I teaching them how to read the Bible and connect it into the life of my church? If I want my children to understand the need for biblical community, was I demonstrating that by being in a small group and doing life with my friends? If I want my children to have a successful marriage, was I building into my own marriage? If I want my children to be generous, was I teaching them to be generous? And I have a long way to go, but this exercise gave me so many great things to think about. It gave me this renewed vision to lead my family from. So I want to read to you what came of that exercise for our family. And as I worked through this exercise and that question of what I want my family to look like in 5, 10, 20 years from now. So this is just the Braun family vision. Just listen and see what you think. It says this: our family is committed to running the race that Jesus has called us to run. As we run the race, we hold firm to these core values: love God, love one another, live pure, speak truth, right, wrong. Find your battle to fight. your adventure to live. Believe in each other with a you have what it takes attitude. When with humility and integrity, live lives worthy of 1 Corinthians 11:1. Follow me as I follow Christ. As husband and wife, Bridget and I believe that God chose us for each other. We are each other's best friends and understand that our marriage is not about making us happy, but about making each other holy. May our marriage be an example of our family's core values as we enjoy the life God's given us. As parents, Bridget and I are committed to our kids no matter what, and we will strive to always be worthy of their respect. We will love them, pray for them, provide for them, protect them, lead them, and disciple them in a way that honors God and helps them discover who and what God has called them to be. And then as the younger generation, my children, we will seek to always honor our parents, believing that they always have our best interests in mind, even when we don't think so. We too will strive to live out our family's core values, and as we do, may God use us to have influence. As siblings, we will love each other, respect each other, believe in each other, and look after each other throughout our lives, no matter what. As individuals, we will seek to marry spouses who are strong in faith, rich in love, and deep in wisdom. We know that we've been made by God for a purpose that is far greater than anything we can think of for ourselves and are committed to discovering what that is so he, not us, can be glorified through our lives. Once married, we will not divorce our wives or husbands. We will follow our parents' example by pursuing Christ together, working out our differences and serving each other as Christ has served us. We will treat each other's spouses like another member of the family and be committed to them just as we are committed to each other as brother and sister. We will create a family vision for our own and be committed to our children just as our parents have been committed to us, raising children who will come to know and follow Jesus as we do. May this family be one that with humility can say to each other and to the world, follow me as I follow Christ. Jesus paid it all so that we can have life now and forever. May our lives be evidence of such amazing grace. So that's our vision statement. And I share that with you so that you can see, hopefully, that there's power in vision. Because vision gives us a framework, right, for who we are, for what we're about, and for where we're going. Great companies have great vision. They will die for their mission. Great churches have great vision. They have given their lives to the mission. It's the same for our families. Great families have great vision. Great vision is the catalyst of making wise decisions. Vision is the catalyst that helps everyone write a meaningful story with their life. And as parents, that's what we all want, right, for our children. We just want our children to write a great and meaningful story with their one and only lives. But when we don't lead them with a great vision, we leave our children vulnerable to looking elsewhere to help them find and write a meaningful story. And that is when so often our young people make poor choices. Without a grander vision, we often make choices that just feel good in the moment. Without a grander vision, we choose the best available story that presents itself in the moment. Without a grander vision, we often sacrifice our future hopes and dreams for a momentary dose of something that feels good. Vision is the catalyst of making wise decisions. Vision is the vehicle to experience the abundant life Jesus wants for us and our children. So dads, lead with vision. Live with vision. So much more is caught than taught. No sermon, no book, no camp can come close to replicating a father's authentic faith. I'll say that again. No sermon, no book, no camp can come close to replicating a father's authentic faith. A strong father is a man who leads with vision. So today, Father's Day, 2018, choose this day whom you will serve. Like Joshua in chapter 24, 15, I hope that we can all boldly say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. That's a power-packed vision verse right there. Lead from that place, dads. Live from the foundation that fatherhood is the most important job you'll ever have. Then lead with vision by writing a great story with your one and only life. And then as you do, guide your children into the meaningful story that God created them to live. If you do this, you will leave an incredible legacy. You will leave a heritage. And to not do it, dads, too much is at stake. to not do this. Our children are dependent on us to lead them. It's the mission that God has given every father. It's God's way to redeem the world back to the way he intended it to be from the very beginning. It all starts with restoring the hearts of fathers. If that happens, everything changes. So rise up, men of Crossroads. Lead with strength. Live pure. Speak truth, right, wrong. And follow Jesus with all you've got. And when you do, just watch your family thrive, because that's the way God designed it to be. So as we leave today, I just want to share a couple of challenges to you dads real quick. First, today's your day. So we want to honor you, and I hope that your families will do that. But in addition to being honored, I want you to take an action step. I want you to tell dads, don't let today pass without doing this. I want you to tell every one of your children why you're proud of them. Every single one of them. I don't care how old you are, dads. I'm speaking to a dad that you might be 80, 85, 90 years old and have a son that's or a daughter that's 70 or 65. Call them today and tell them why you're proud of them. Our job as dads never stops. When our kids leave the home, that doesn't mean our job as a dad is over. It's a lifelong assignment. Being a dad never ends. We never stop needing the affirming words of our fathers. When does it ever get old? If you have a dad in your life or have been blessed, you know, to have a dad a part of your life, when does it ever get old to hear an affirming word from him? No matter what age we are. So today, do that, dads. That's your one assignment. Secondly, on your way out, I want you to grab a handout that has the vision assignment that I did and that we gave our dad several years ago at Dad Camp to build that family vision. We're going to share that with all of you dads. So take one on your way out. Please do this. Spend maybe some time today on Father's Day to kind of take a look at it. It takes time. It takes effort. But start. What a great thing to start today. And when you get kind of finished with it, present it to your wife and you guys can talk about it. And then you can edit it some and then present it to your family for a final review and then commit to it together. I believe that doing this and creating a vision for your family to see can literally, you know, have the power to change the trajectory of your family's future for generations to come. So determine who you are as a family, then operate that. It's powerful. So as you're on your heading out today, grab a vision assignment. And then lastly, I want to ask you dads that still have kids in that kindergarten through high school range to consider Dad Camp. I want to check one more picture out here as we close. That's why we do this. Because every person on planet Earth deserves a great dad. Amen? Dad Camp's not just a camp out. I promise this is a no-regrets experience that will transform you as a father. I can assure you that your kids will have one of the best experiences of their year. You will be their hero for a weekend. What is better than that? I can assure you that you'll leave a stronger father. Again, if you believe me that it's being a father is the greatest job you'll ever have, then what is better than that? Maybe make today, say, you know what? I'm going to make an annual investment into myself as a dad by going to Dad Camp. It'll be some yearly fuel to propel me and to get me stronger. If you're married, Dad Camp will strengthen your marriage. How so? Because when your wife knows that you're taking a weekend to invest into her children, you will give her so much security about the health and well-being of her family. So don't put this off. Let's get all the dads of Crossroads to get to Dad Camp. So go home today, and there's 9 more weekends starting in August through October. We'd love for you to be at. And as you pick up that vision assignment, there's a Dad Camp info card as well that's got all the weekends that are remaining, elementary, middle school, and high school weekends. This would be a perfect Father's Day gift to all of you. Haven't got your dad a Father's Day gift yet? This would be a good one. Get him a gift to Dad Camp for this fall. And then just to say, dads, we love you and we just appreciate you. As you head out and you grab those things, keep walking straight. And there's a coffee truck trailer out in the back today. It's Game Day Coffee. Incredible organization. They just want to give you a free cup of premium coffee today just to say way to go, because they believe every day is game day. Not just, you know, going to Dad Camp is game day or a certain event you do with your kids, but every day, being a dad, every day is game day. Every day, you lead with vision, every day. And they just wanted to partner with Dad Camp, and because we just have similar missions and visions, and they just want to say, way to go. Thank you for being a dad, and so grab that free cup of coffee, and next to it, there's a station where you got some steel that you can go and you can take a picture or like bend some steel, and we just want you to say, make it a declaration with that piece of steel, like, I will be a strong father. I commit to being a strong father, and bend that steel and have some fun doing that. So grab all those things on the way out, get your free coffee, and bend some steel. So dads, I want you all to stand up. Every dad in the room, I want you to stand up. Yeah, let's give him a hand. Dads, we believe in you. We 100% believe in you. And dads, we need you. We need you. We need your leadership. We need you. You have what it takes. Don't let anything tell you otherwise. You have what it takes to be an incredible dad to those kids that he's blessed you with. So as you do that, live pure, speak truth, right wrong, and follow after Christ with all you've got. Let's pray for our dads. Father, we just pray for this group of men in this room that you would just challenge and inspire them today and remind them today that you love them so much, that you are so proud of them. And remind them just the significance of their calling as a dad. Remind them of that today. It's so important. We live in a world that desperately needs men to step up and be the strongest fathers they can be. Our world is unraveling because of that issue. But God, may these dads become an example to their families, to their communities, of what a strong father looks like. So just bless them today. Give them a great day in any way that you can and remind them of the joy and the calling it is to be a dad. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.